there, the delay game, what happened, the clock running down?
Yeah.
Just got you there.
Yeah, we had a little contract we're trying to check to, you know, a man beater, which is what we were getting. Just didn't get the check off in time. You know, I got to either hurry that up or call timeout. Can't take a delay a game right there.
You were able to use your legs a lot today, and seemed to help you guys move the ball.
Yeah.
Is it a conscious decision, or is it just no one's open?
You know, it's one
go.
Of those things. You know, I did a couple zone read things, but I mean, more so it's them. I mean, if guys are going to play two man, you know, that's kind of you sit back and you wait a second, and then you take off as a quarterback because you know there's usually nobody looking at you. So it's kind of just taking advantage of what they do more so on some of that stuff.
Sterling and Koyak had kind of a tough assignment this week. What were they able to do to kind of keep driving?
Yeah, I thought they were awesome. I thought the three guys that played, you know, those two and then Alex Ellis as well, you know, for really all three of them, the first time seeing significant action, I thought did a really good job. Helped out in the run game. Neil made a really good third down catch. Ben had a big one over the middle a couple times. And Alex blocked his tail off. So I thought those three guys played great and did a really good job filling in for Sadie's and Julius.
Kind of piggybacking off of what Dan was saying with the run game, do you feel like you're getting to a point where maybe that's maybe even more of a strength you should utilize?
Yeah, I think that's – it's part of kind of the work with Nathaniel that is now 4 weeks or whatever into it with him and kind of just knowing, you know, what the progression is on each play. And he's very adamant with, you know, if it's not there, take off and run. So it's kind of continuing to do that. I think that'll help eliminate the turnovers, trying to force stuff and do different things. And then, you know, like you said, I think it helps our offense, and it also does different things with the defense as well.
Does it help get you in a rhythm if you run a few times? Does that help you as a passer?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy running. I enjoy, you know, doing different things on the move and nakeds and bootlegs and stuff like that. And, you know, I think it helps our team out. So, you know, as long as it's doing that, I'm totally fine running. I don't have a problem as long as it's helping us out.
Speaking of the run game, wasn't Ivory, you know, yelling a little bit hampered there. Does that hurt you in the second half being able to control the ball?
Yeah, you know, I thought Chris did a really good job, you know, until he got hurt running the ball. You know, he runs his tail off, runs extremely hard, and I thought, you know, we were kind of controlling the line of scrimmage and running the ball really well, and then he goes out, TJ comes in a little banged up. I thought D-Rob did a good job. You know, obviously a little switch up of running styles between him and Chris Ivory, but, you know, I thought D-Rob did good. You know, hasn't played a whole lot this year and asked him to do a lot, and he did. You know, he was good in the run game, and he was good in protections.
You guys got a touchdown on the opening drive for the first time in like 24 games. I don't know, was that something, were you guys cognizant of that streak, and what's it like to no longer have to deal with it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember one of you guys bringing it up a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think anybody paid attention to it. You know, we want to come out, we want to start fast. You know, kind of our keys of victory this week, I guess, we're finishing, start fast, finishing, and let's attack them vertically, you know, and I thought we were kind of able to do some of that at times. You know, obviously you get the ball at the end of the game and you got to be able to stay on the field, convert, and go score to give your team a chance, and we weren't able to do that.
Thinking there was a PI on the Sterling play, that last drive, and were you surprised they didn't call that?
On Sterling? Yeah, that was. I mean, the one on A-Rob was brutal. I don't know how that one called. Yeah, that was bad. Do you get fined for saying that? Well, might as well just keep talking then, huh? Yeah, that was horrible then. Jesus. I don't know how that. Okay, I'm done.
Right. Flash. Go ahead, John. Last four, you've been right there as a team. Haven't got frustration set in?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think it's kind of, you know, I think we've had a little bit of Murphy's Law. Right. You know, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong at the most inopportune time. I think we got some of that going on. But I think we, you know, it's easy to use that as a crutch or an excuse and say, we're not getting a break. You know, we're not getting any luck. Well, you know, it's on us to go make a play. You know, rather than leave it up to luck and a break and a bounce or a call, you know, just go make it, make the play, make the catch, make the throw, do whatever. We got to do more of that.